This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The economic headlines in recent months have been positive, both in New Hampshire and nationally. The stock market is up, median household income is reaching record levels, and unemployment is low. Sounds great, but NHPR's Todd Bookman, who covers the economy, is here to throw some cold water on all this cheery news. Why,
no,
Todd,
I wouldn't do that, Peter.
Okay, well, why are you here then?
Well, I think it is worth exploring how the local economy, which is undeniably performing well, how it's changed since the recession in New Hampshire, and also, you know, what the state needs to see even more job growth.
All right, well, let's start with those undeniables. Just how well is the state's economy doing?
Let's take unemployment as just a top-line example. The unemployment rate has been below 3% for 20 consecutive months now. That is one of the lowest rates in the nation. And this holds across the state. In Coos County, the unemployment rate is 3.1. In Cheshire, 2.6. Rockingham is at 2.7. Economists sometimes call this full employment. In theory, everyone in the state who wants a job has one. So that's undeniably good news.
Okay, so full employment, that sounds like a self-congratulatory moment there. But are those good jobs? Can you support a household on those jobs?
That's a really important question. The state has jobs, but are they quality jobs? Some research from the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute sheds light on this. Since the recession, the industries that have seen the most job growth are healthcare, administration, and service jobs like hotel and restaurant work. You know, there are definitely good careers in those sectors, but many of these jobs are on the lower end of the wage scale: food service, licensed nursing assistants. But the jobs that were lost during the recession, the positions that haven't come back, they've largely been in fields like construction and manufacturing. Those positions, on average, pay more than $1,000 per week. That's a good, solid, middle-class salary.
So this mix of jobs isn't what it was, and it doesn't really favor a thriving middle class.
Exactly. One interesting point here, though, is that while New Hampshire has one of the country's best educated workforces, a lot of white-collar jobs are actually sitting empty right now. Tech firms say they can't find the right job candidates, and even in manufacturing, you know, you talk to these business owners and they say they can't find enough workers. It's a constant struggle to recruit people who have the skills to work on a modern assembly line. You know, those are good paying jobs, but when they go unfilled, it really starts to drag down the economy.
But, you know, there are vacancies everywhere, you know, signs outside fast food restaurants. And as we found out this month, schools can't find enough bus drivers. So there is some kind of work out there.
Yeah, it seems as though we're almost running out of people. Overall, the state's population grew by 1/3 of 1% last year. That's a little less than 5,000 people. Compare that to the 1980s and 90s, when New Hampshire was adding 5, 10, sometimes 15,000 residents a year. On top of that, our demographics, they continue to skew much older than the national average. Most economists agree that for the state to see stronger, sustained economic growth, the state needs to attract younger residents. And that's not just an economic issue. It's also a branding issue, a marketing issue. How do you sell the state as a good place to live and work to younger people?
All right. Well, Todd, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's NHPR's Todd Bookman.